Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It's a long time coming, guys. We're back with a little quarterback talk with ALPA, a little pocket awareness, guys. So, like I said all the time, you can follow me on Twitter at TheMarkJohnNFL. Follow at King Manelos, Chris, for, you know, if you want to hear him get mad about the Packers when they lose or something like that, you can follow Chris there.
Wow. You're going to throw that at me like that when your Raiders have the season that they have?
Yeah, and then also hit the subscribe button here. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And then, you know, also follow us, a little pocket awareness on Twitter. ALPA_QB1 on Twitter. And then, of course, like Instagram as well. ALPA_. And then Facebook as well. A little pocket awareness on Facebook. So make sure you follow all those socials. So, yeah, we are back here. We're going to be talking mostly free agency. We'll get into the draft.
We got a little catching up to do. It's been a hot minute since we put something together here.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? But
life likes to get in the way, huh?
Yeah, life, and you know, of course, the, you know, being busy with the Raiders stuff too, man. The Raiders stuff, and, you know, gotta.
Well, you know that you're doing some good over there, Marcus. I make one comment about Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, and you retweet it, and then all of a sudden, I got to pump my brakes for calling him a great quarterback when, if you've actually listened to the show, you know that he has been in my doghouse for a very long time. So,
I mean, but you nice can't really, I mean, he's a Super Bowl champion now.
I gotta give him some props. Check that box for him. He did do that. But we'll get to him in a minute. You know, we like to start the show off talking about our guys. So, Marcus, I mean, you are the go-to Raider guy is what I'm seeing all over Twitter. And what I'm seeing all over YouTube. Tell me about your boys here. Well, how'd this season come to an end for you? How'd this new year, well, it's not this new football year yet, but as we get ready for the new football year, what am I seeing over there, Marcus?
Well, we got Pete Carroll now, right? Pete Carroll. That's,
I like that.
I like that.
Team I Chip like Kelly. That.
Chip Kelly, not coaching, which is nice. You know, not he's just doing offense.
Not head coaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Not head coaching. Just focus just, on the offense.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
You're focused, right? And it's just, you know, the problem is that they still don't have a quarterback.
Which what do you want? Do you want a vet or do you want a rookie?
I mean, there really isn't any, like, vets that I'd be like, oh, I'm excited about.
You don't want Rodgers?
No, I don't want Rodgers.
You don't want Sam Donald? Let's Stafford. That was close. You almost had Stafford.
Yeah, it was close, but then, you know, I don't know. I don't know how that would have went. I mean, because the Raiders were going to offer him more money than the Rams gave him. So, I don't know. He probably wanted to stay in L.A. He probably wanted to move his family and stuff up. But L.A. is only a four-hour drive to Vegas. I'm just saying.
Well, sometimes three. He did go back to the Rams, so not a reality that we're going to live in here.
Yeah, but like some fans did not want that. Like, you guys are crazy.
Why he's wouldn't you?
Done. He's not done at all.
No, as long as you can keep him upright, that man can still throw the ball.
Yeah.
He avoided injuries, which is a big deal. He was always on his back in Detroit.
Yeah.
Always on his back in Detroit. They kept him pretty upright there and those wide receivers. And with that young, talented tight end you got there. And are you re-signing Jakobi Meyers? You bringing him back? Mr. I don't drop the ball?
Myers is he's still in a contract, so he ain't getting.
He is? Oh, I thought he was a free agent.
No. The free agency that they're gonna lose is probably like Morag, who I'm not very happy about if they lose Trevor Morag.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw I was looking at their.
You're gonna give us Max Crosby. That's what you're gonna do.
No, that's don't even start on that.
I'll give you first round pick for Max.
Don't start on this.
I'll give you first round pick for Max.
No, Chris. No, I'm sure you would. Don't do this. We're not going to do that. I know Packers fans. As soon as Max Crosby makes any comment, here comes Packers fans with memes, jersey swaps.
I love it. I love seeing him in the green and gold. Listen, we miss on the first round all the time. You can have our first round pick. We'll take Max. I'll do that.
Josh Jacobs won't shut up. You know, you know what I'm saying? I might call some of my guys. Like, no, Josh.
That's what we want. We're gonna get Devontae. Just got released today.
He's coming back.
Oh yeah, he'll be a Packer again. I would like to see that. I would like to see that.
Okay. All right. I don't know. He might follow Aaron to Tennessee, man. He might follow Aaron to Tennessee.
Cool. Aaron could end up in Tennessee. Aaron could end up in New York. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here with the draft, but we'll get there eventually. Anything else you want to say about your boys? What do you want to have happen? What's Marcus's perfect quarterback position for the upcoming season? What do you want to see happen?
I mean, my perfect, like if I had my wish.
If you have it your way.
It would be Cam Ward. I mean, I would want
to. Okay. All right.
The Raiders to get Cam Ward, but that's not going to happen because Cam Ward, he killed the combine. Yeah, like he's just
such. He a didn't throw. Well, he did. His
leadership, like you know, people get mad at Shador Sanders and say he's like arrogant, but like Cam Ward is like the Tom Brady type of guy, like that leadership that, like, you know, he said some comment about like, something about like, you know, something how he's not going to know anything, and like players going to know more than him, but like he's going to still come in there and like kind of show that he's still the leader. And like, I don't know, it's just very humble type of stuff, right?
That's what you want.
Yeah, right. So I don't see him getting like if the Giants like get like Aaron Rodgers or something, or they do something at quarterback position, and then which I was kind of hoping they would get Stafford too. Like if they get Stafford, then I mean Cam Ward might fall. And yeah, that's who I'd want if the Raiders had a chance. Like if he got the four, like I would be like the Raiders should trade up and try to
make that. Okay. Okay. All right. I mean, Sanders wouldn't bother me either. Perfect world.
Sanders wouldn't bother me either because I know Sanders has a high floor. So it's like I'm not really his ceiling bothers me more than his floor. So I know he'd come and play well right away. So that's why he doesn't bother me. I know he bothers some other people just because he doesn't have like the arm talent and stuff like that, but from like a pro rating perspective, like
I'll get into my concerns with Shador when we break down our draft guys a little bit more. But okay, all right. So you want to go the route of the draft. You're not interested in any free agents.
Not really, because I mean, like Sam Darnold. I mean, Sam Darnold got sacked 50 times with a good offensive line. Yeah, people don't talk about that. He literally got sacked 50 times with Christian Darrisaw and Brian O'Neill as his right and left tackles. And I don't know if Darrisaw got hurt. Maybe he did. I don't know. I thought he did.
I thought he got hurt.
Might have. But his sack percentage in one game, like he threw 5 touchdowns against like the Falcons or something. He got sacked like 4 times. It was like a sack percentage of like 12%. Like, see, no. Because you're going to put in the Raiders uniform, it's going to bleed into you, and those sacks are going to turn into fumbles. That's why I don't want him. That's what I don't want.
All right. So you want to go through the draft. All right. Let's talk about realistically what's going to happen.
Okay.
What's going to happen realistically?
Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields might be the quarterback. Wow. I think he might be that guy. Unless it's Steelers to bring him back. Or Russell Wilson. One of the Steelers guys. I think it'd be one of those two guys if you're being realistic.
You think Russ and Pete can...
Yeah, they're already best friends. They already said they fixed it. You know,
they fixed it.
Cool. Yeah, okay. I just think Chip Kelly would like turn Justin Fields into like a competent starter. Like
he. Let's see. That's if you had to give me a coin toss between those two, I would take Justin Fields too, just because. That's like teaching an old dog new tricks. I think Russ is what he is at this point. Yeah. I don't think you're changing him.
Yeah.
You know, Justin, I think he's willing to learn to get better.
And I think Chip Kelly, who's made he made Mark Sanchez look good. I think he can make Justin Fields look good. So,
okay.
You know, that's my thing. But yeah. You know, the free agents are not that exciting to me, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. So.
Okay. All right. So that's your Raider world, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, what about you with the Packers, man? What's going on with the Packers here?
Well, you know, we've done some really exciting things this offseason, as you expect the Green Bay Packers to do. We really went at that free agency market, and we didn't. We signed back one of our linebackers to just like a boring 2-year deal at $4 million. Isaiah McDuffie's coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, I like him against the run. I hate him against the pass. The Packers are going to Packer their way. Actually, I think we're going to be a little bit more exciting in free agency this year than we have been before. I kind of envision something along the lines of what we did when we got Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith. I kind of see an offseason like that again. We'll bring in one or two big-time free agents. I think I would love for one of them to be Devontae. because we need a little experience in that wide receiver room. This is year three for a lot of our young drafted wide receivers. And you saw what happened in year two, which is pretty standard if you look at the past for drafted wide receivers in their second year in Green Bay. They don't fare too well. Devontae Adams, speaking of Devontae Adams, a very poor sophomore season when he was there. But year three is typically a big year for developing wide receivers in Green Bay. So I expect a big uptick from guys like Jalen Reed and Wicks. I expect him to have a big year. And we'll see what Dobbs does. I don't know if Christian Watson can ever be healthy. I hope he can. Mm-hmm. And then if you bring Devontae in to solidify that room, I like where it is. Defensively, I want to see an edge rusher. I want your guy.
I don't know. This is a Raiders network here, Chris. So you stop talking about that. Stop.
Fine. If I can't have your guy.
No. You already have Josh Jacobs. Like this is some greedy stuff here. You're getting greedy.
We got your old interim head coach too.
You're getting greedy,
as our special teams coordinator.
You're getting greedy. That's all I'm saying. I need you to relax.
All right, fine. If you're not going to give me Max, I want Myles Garrett. I'll give up a first round this year and next year for Myles Garrett. But I don't think Myles is actually going to – the Browns aren't going to let him go. They can't afford to let him go. That cap situation is a complete nightmare as it is with Watson. If you add the cap nightmare, that would be the dead money of Myles Garrett. That just makes it even worse for the Browns. So I don't see that happening realistically. But maybe a Chase Young. I'd be good with a Chase Young coming in there. We're going to end up getting rid of Jair. He decided that he doesn't want to play or try to play if he's injured. I don't know why it took so long to have him do his surgery. He was like gonna play, not play for like 6 weeks, and they could have had him in get a surgery done earlier. It was a nightmare. So Jair's gone. I think DJ Reed was his name? The cornerback?
DJ Reed, yeah, cornerback from the Jets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's talks about him coming in. I would like to see Zach Bond come in because we need linebacker depth. I would love to see him in the middle of the field, and you got Quay and Cooper on the edge. That would be – I think that's my ideal hope there for free agency. And we're going to have a Jordan Love conversation probably 6 or 7 times in this offseason. Big year coming for Jordan Love. I expect it.
Okay. All right. I mean, you guys obviously need number one receiver, which I said. I'm happy Josh Jacobs agreed with me.
Devontae, Chris, that's another Raiders connection there. That's what I'm saying. Like,
is Devontae still a number one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is he though, Chris?
Why would you think he wouldn't be? Because Aaron Rodgers played with half a body last season?
Because he's 32.
So, 32. There's a lot of prime number one receivers that we've seen at age 32. How old was Randy Moss when he caught his record touchdown season with Brady?
No, he wasn't in his 30s yet, was he?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Are you sure?
He was super young when he got drafted. So, he wasn't 30 yet. He wasn't 30. Because he retired at like 34, 35.
I don't have a computer in front of me like somebody I know.
I mean, what did DeAndre Hopkins do? You know what I mean? In the playoffs.
Listen, he caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
When, Chris?
Who cares when? Who cares when? He did it. It happened.
That doesn't count.
That counts. It's not his fault that the offensive line got their butts. You know, that's a good little transition there. Let's go there. We'll have plenty of time to discuss my Packers.
No, last thing about your Packers. I was looking at who they had visits at the combine. A lot of wide receivers, man.
Really?
Well, not a lot, but like
I missed that because I thought we were.
Well, actually, it's a lot of corners.
A lot of corners. Yeah, I saw that. Lots of corners. There's a quarterback that I'm kind of salivating over, but he had quite the combine. I don't know if he'll actually be there in the second round or third round, which is where I was hoping to get him. The kid from South Carolina. 6'3", 220 pounds, ran, what did he run, a 4.38?
Oh, the Nick Imanuri?
Yeah. Had a massive broad jump, too. I was really hoping that he could be like a third-round guy. Because I want what's the kid's name? Higgins from Iowa State. I want him in the second round with a wide receiver.
No, you guys met with Matthew Golden, 4.29.
I'm not mad about meeting with Golden. I just think he's going to be gone a lot earlier than I would.
Maybe. He might be there at 20. What are you guys picking at?
23.
Yeah,
he might be. But that's going to be your pick because we're getting Max.
It's not going to happen. You got to let that go, man. You got to let it go. All right, let's move on. Let's get through this Super Bowl real quick. So Chiefs got demolished.
Right? Yeah, that was – did not see that coming.
I didn't either. They did got demolished. See that coming. I mean, you kind of could have. You kind of did because,
I mean, the Chiefs had an interesting season for winning 15 games. Yeah, and their offensive line was a problem the entire year.
Yeah, they never had a left tackle.
And then move one of the best guards to tackle, and now you have an issue at the guard position because, well, your guard's a tackle now. Did you see him trying to set when he's getting bull rushed, and he just keeps breaking down every time?
It was just an ass beating because of, you know, that D line that the Eagles have, you know, with Milton Williams and Jalen Carter and Josh Sweat and I can't even think of the other guy at the edge.
Yeah, forget the edge. They had another giant in the middle from Georgia besides Jalen Carter.
Yeah, Jordan Davis.
He's the third man in that rotation.
Yeah, I don't think he played that much in the game. Of course he would, because I mean, why would you? I mean,
because they weren't running the ball.
Exactly. So you play Milton Williams all game, right? Because Milton Williams isn't good against the run. He never has been. And then it was just a perfect formula. And then the Chiefs didn't run the ball. They were like,
they couldn't.
These guys.
So. They couldn't. They were outclassed in the run game too.
They didn't run until like the second quarter, though, Chris. They went like – they had like 12 passes. They started giving off for like 12 passes.
Well, they went three and out like four times in a row.
Well, that's why. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't go three and out four times in a row and try to establish a running game. You know, when they tried to run the ball, they got blown up. Guards couldn't do anything. They couldn't – they were pulling. They were supposed to be the – I've never seen linebackers beat a guard to a spot and just lay them out that hard. That was – Nuts.
Yeah, dude.
They got up in the middle of the offensive line in running and passing situations, like they owned them. They owned the line of scrimmage. And that's why it was what it was.
Yeah, and the pick six, because I mean the Eagles offense.
Oh, Cooper DeJean. That was one of the guys that I wanted for Green Bay. Thanks for drafting Van Ness. And Jordan Morgan, you know, really, really great first round picks there when you could have had a guy like, I don't know, Cooper DeJean when you already got a cornerback issue.
I mean, Van Ness is like 19, though, when you got drafted. But dude,
I am so sick and tired of watching Van Ness and Rashard Gary just do a bull rush move. There's no pass rush from the edge, and it drives me utterly insane. And our defense played way better this year, and that was still driving me nuts.
I still think with the Eagles, I mean, because even our offense, I mean, they did enough, but I feel like it was more the defense just dominating that game.
Absolutely. Right? The offense could do whatever they wanted because they knew that they were going to get the ball right back.
Yeah,
because
Saquon Barkley didn't do anything. They couldn't run the ball. Jalen Hurts had a good game, though. He played well. He played amazing.
He did exactly what he needed to do.
Yeah.
He didn't win. They didn't win the game because of Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts did what he needed to do. That defense won that game.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Jalen Hurts for winning a Super Bowl. But I could have made that play action deep ball throw, which he underthrew, by the way. That ball was underthrown, and it still ended up being a touchdown. Like, I could have made that throw.
I
could have made that same throw. I could have underthrown what's his name? I could have underthrown Smith just as poorly as Jalen Hurts did, and it still would have been a touchdown. I can make that same throw. I'm gonna be 40, Marcus. I can make that same throw.
See, the thing is like what I liked about Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl, because it just tells me that the formula will never change, is that if you can run the ball and play defense and you have a quarterback that is
competent, he's definitely competent.
That doesn't turn the ball over.
Yep. He does you can what he needs balls. To do within that offense. When the Eagles struggled, he was trying to do more than what the offense required of him.
Yeah.
So anytime that the Eagles have a problem, it's because Jalen Hurts is doing – he's trying to go above and beyond.
Yeah. And I still think that's a formula you can win Super Bowls with. And I think it just ties into the stupid narrative of, like, you have to have an elite quarterback. And I don't think you have to have one. I just think you have to have
an elite quarterback. You have to have an elite quarterback if you have holes in other places.
Exactly. But, like, even then, if you have holes in other places, you're an elite quarterback. I mean, you're going to be the Bills.
Or you're going to be – I mean – yeah, you're gonna be the Bills. You're gonna be, and I'm not gonna be. Josh Allen had one of his better completion percentage years ever. Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's see it more consistently. I'm still not on that bandwagon. I still can't get there. That was Lamar's MVP. Lamar had a better year.
You're the biggest Josh Allen hater ever. This is crazy.
I'm a bigger Jalen Hurts hater than I am a Josh Allen hater. I can at least admit that Josh Allen is a top five quarterback. I can admit that.
Yeah, huge Josh Allen hater. Like, you got to get Josh Allen.
Lamar should have been the MVP, plain and simple.
I mean, he should have.
Lamar should have been the MVP.
You know, he should have, but I do think that Josh Allen, what we saw from the Bills, I believe, is that Josh Allen doesn't have anybody to throw to either, and we like – and if so, for some reason, we like doing that to people. We like doing that to like quarterbacks we think are elite. We like just like, you could throw to anybody, right? You're talking Brady.
You don't like him throwing to Amari Cooper?
I mean, did they throw to him? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's funny. And it's like even Jordan Love. You talk about Jordan Love. We have a bunch of wide receiver twos. We could get it done. Like, no, you can't. No. You need somebody out there that's elite. I'm sorry.
There's a chance we get DK. I forgot to bring that up.
Yeah, that's true. But that's what I'm saying. But this is a passing league. I need me a stud outside. Like, I just can't win with a bunch of like good guys that we're gonna pass.
I got high expectations for year three. This is my let's go Matt LaFleur season. Come on, it's time. Otherwise, I'm gonna be on the other side of that bandwagon.
Okay.
Let's get to Patrick Mahomes because we did a little Jalen Hurts there, and we got to give. I will give again. Jalen Hurts, you won the Super Bowl. Well, he was Super Bowl MVP too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I don't like that. I would have gave it to Cooper DeJean. I would have given it to the guy with that guy's the pick six.
He threw like two touchdowns, bro. Like,
yeah. Well, like I told you, I could have thrown one of those touchdowns. He was so wide open. It was so obviously a play action play. I could do that. I always had a good play action. I could turn around and give that fake to Saquon, put my back foot in the ground, and I could throw that. It was what? A 51 yard pass? And it was a 51 yard touchdown, but I think the ball got there before it got to the end zone. So it's like a 45 yard throw. Like, I can make that throw.
I could throw
it behind him too. It was back here. The defender got his hand on it, and Smith, he bodied it back. I can do that. I could underthrow Smith.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I don't know. I really did tune out that game. Like, after the pick six, I was like, oh, this is over. They're not doing anything. This is
poor Patrick just got absolutely beat up on.
Yeah,
that was. Can I tell you? That's who I thought he was going to be for his career. That version of him kind of running around, looked like he was a little lost, throwing some picks. The interceptions finally showed up. Last two seasons, he's had a ton of interceptions that I've been calling for them for years. Now, I'm not going to say that Patrick Mahomes isn't still the best quarterback in the league because he does some amazing things. But man, there was no offensive line help there. Because what tackles are they going to trade up? They're going to have to trade up to get a decent tackle. I don't think there's the talent at the tackle level, right? To be all the way back there at 31.
Tackle's pretty deep, but like,
is it?
Yeah, but let's keep it real. If you're not drafting a tackle in the top 10, he ain't gonna be able to start for you right away.
they need somebody that's gonna come in and start. And I don't see any big What Ronnie Staley? He might come out of Baltimore. I don't know if Baltimore is going to bring him back. But do they even have the cap space to do anything to bring in a prime free agent? I don't think they do. They got to get somebody in the draft, so they're going to have to give up some draft capital. They're going to have to give up one of those wide receivers, one of those young guys. They're going to have to do some work to get a good offensive tackle because they need it. And Juwan Taylor is still jumping off sides on the right side just as badly as he was on the left.
They are not in it. Like, I think offensively, I think they're in trouble offensively a little bit, and they're fully dependent on Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, yeah, so yeah, but enough about it, because like the Super Bowl was just like so. I literally tuned it out like when it was 24-0. I seriously did. I was like, man, this is over. Let me go do something else.
Well, I didn't tune out at 24-0 because they came back from 24-0 against the Texans in the playoffs. They in every Super Bowl that they played, they went down more than 10 points. In every Super Bowl that they played. So I hung in there till about the third quarter. I started tuning out and was more focused about the Super Bowl commercials about midway through the third quarter. That Stella one might have been my favorite. See, Beckham and Matt Damon was also David Beckham.
I was like, this game is over, bro. Like, man, I mean, it was nice to watch the Chiefs get beat down. As a Raiders fan, it was very nice to watch. It was nice, but I did too.
Yeah, but then you got to remember that the worst that Patrick Mahomes has ever done in his, 7 years in the NFL is lose an AFC championship game. What?
I know.
What? I'm Marcus, tired of that, dude.
That is Sean McDermott's fault. That's why Sean McDermott shouldn't be a head coach, because it's really, if the Bills had a better head coach, then we wouldn't be talking about
losing. So they, that was a divisional round. What was that?
Last year was the AFC championship, bro.
So the worst thing that Patrick Mahomes is going to do is lose in the AFC championship game. That's insane. Utterly insane.
Sean McDermott
is so good. He's so good. The worst thing he has ever done is lose.
But remember, the 13-second drive was in the divisional round.
They still won that game, Marcus. That's not the worst thing he's ever done.
My point is Sean McDermott is the problem. He's the reason why the Chiefs keep winning. It's literally him. I'm blaming Sean McDermott at this point. Like, I don't know how. Like, how can you? Like, you have the better team. Like, how can you not beat these guys? Like,
Aren't they out another coordinator? Doesn't Josh Allen have to do a new offense this year?
No. They still got Joe Brady. They still like Joe Brady. But like, I just don't understand how you keep losing. Like, there's 13 seconds left, my dude. Like, how is that happening?
Listen, Jordan lost to the Pistons.
You know?
You got, like, somebody's got your number. Somebody's got your number. And the Chiefs have McDermott's number.
All right. Let's get to free agency now. Let's get to the free agency.
All right. I hate this quarterback free agency class.
I do. Preaching to the choir, because
I'm so glad that my organization has not had an issue with or having to play the free agency game.
Yeah, your great quarterback is just the wave of them back to back. Yeah. Let's preach to my shoes, Chris. I don't know what I'm saying.
Hey, listen, just because I was less than 10 years old when the Packers struggled doesn't mean that my organization didn't have.
And to be honest, did they struggle? Was Don Majowski, was he that bad? He was still pretty good. I actually remember me having a poster of him as a kid. So he Magic Don.
You had Magic Don?
He had a nickname, Chris.
Yeah, but Jay Cutler's got a nickname. Like, what are we talking about here?
But like, he had posters and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, this is not like it. This is not comparable.
Lex Grossman had a nickname.
Chris, it's not comparable here. Well, I think Majowski made a Pro Bowl. I'm gonna look this up now. I gotta look this up while we talk about. But go ahead, talk about the free agency class.
Well, like, what's there to talk about? Ooh, Sam Darnold. Like, how is he the prime free agency target? What do we got? Him. We got Russ. We got Justin Fields. Daniel Jones, your boy, Daniel Jones, who I've heard is going to be pushing Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. They're going to bring him into Indy, is what I heard. Really? These are the names that we're throwing around? See, the only one of those names did you and I both think were going to have a good career in the NFL, and that was Sam Darnold. Every other name, there's been some level of conflict with what they're going to do in the NFL.
Yeah, shout out Baker Mayfield, though. I just want to give a shout out to Baker Mayfield.
Shouting out my guy?
Yeah, I mean, he was our QB1 that year, so like, I just got to give him a shout out for not making this look too bad.
You've been dogging it for the last few years. I told you, Cleveland should have never gotten rid of Baker Mayfield.
I still kind of feel the same about Baker Mayfield. I will rank him higher this year. I'll give it to you, Chris. I'm going to rank him higher than Derek Carr this year for sure.
All right, good. Finally.
But, you know, I just want to say shout out to him because we don't look dumb anymore with the QB1 thing. So shout out to Baker for fixing the career, bro. I mean, shout out to Baker Mayfield. But besides that, I did want to say Don Majowski did make a Pro Bowl. I just want to say
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
He led the league. He led the NFL in yards in 1989, passing yards. So I just want to, but before we get back to this.
Are you trying to rub it in that Green Bay, my team has had quarterback successes? Are you
since
trying
1989, yeah, because he was replaced by Brett Favre. Because he started to get hurt. And then they replaced him with Brett Favre.
That man, with the staff of John Gruden, Andy Reid, Mike Holmgren.
Yeah, Steve Mariucci.
The Mooch. Yeah, we had we had some good. That was right to be everything blossomed very nicely.
Yeah, yeah. And then Brett Favre came in, he took over. Yeah, but anyways, the top guys.
I don't have anything nice to say.
I'm gonna pull up the free agent quarterbacks here.
I have nothing nice to say.
Free agent QBs.
I'm glad that Sam finally got it put a year together. It's nice to see that he's kind of proven us right when we made him our number two in that draft ranking. You know, by actually showing out. I thought we saw flashes throughout his career so far, but he finally put it together for a season. But you're right. Pressuring him, he becomes a different guy. And I don't know where he could possibly go where he'd be in a good offensive line situation to have the kind of success that he had this last year. And he still had, like you mentioned earlier, all of those sacks.
Me personally, like, and it's probably just because you have Chip Kelly, I would rather take a flyer on Daniel Jones over Sam Darnold.
Oh, good Lord. Could you stop?
I just got belief in Chip Kelly, bro, when it comes to quarterbacks. I think he's turned, like, Mark Sanchez had a career year, bro. He threw, like, 28 touchdowns, something like that. Nick Foles had 27-2. Talking about some really mids here.
Will Howard had quite a very under the noise season, and apparently he had a big combine too.
Yeah. He do
his throwing session wasn't all that great, but everything else was good for him.
I like Will Howard on film though. But
that's a Chip Kelly offense right there.
Yeah, and he threw 4,000 yards in college last year. So I like, because you know, Daniel Jones can run, man. He can move. He's just injury prone, but he can move, man. He can run the zone read that Chip likes to do. Chip can give him easy reads. He is accurate. He's an accurate guy. You know, he just doesn't throw deep a lot. You know, but like Chip Kelly doesn't throw deep.
Hold on. Did you say he's an accurate guy, but he won't throw deep a lot?
I'm just saying. He is. He's accurate to the.
If you're an NFL quarterback, you better be accurate from -5 to 10 yards.
Hey,
you got to live in that Jalen Hurts -5 to 10 yards. I know your boy Justin Fields can do that.
Yeah. See, the thing with Justin Fields. Justin Fields throws the best thing he does is throw deep. He doesn't throw short well. That's why. I mean, that's why he couldn't. That's why the Steelers had to get rid of him, because they're like, you can't run. Your offense is basically like run the ball.
The Russell Wilson.
Yeah. run the ball, throw the ball 30 yards.
They are the same guy, aren't they?
Yeah. Run the ball, throw the ball 30 yards. And like, if we're going to do that, we'll just put Russ in. So he's better at it than you. And that's what they did. You know what I mean? So that's what Joseph feels. That's, that'd be the thing. But like, I don't know. I feel like Daniel Jones is a sneaky guy, man. He can probably get it for like a $2 million. And
if you put him in the top 20 again this year, I'm not gonna do that.
He's not a starter right now. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, because Daniel Jones, what bothers me about Daniel Jones is like he has the game against the Browns last year. He looked great on film. I was watching that film. I was getting ready because the Ravens about to play the Browns. So I'm, you know, watching the Browns defense, and I'm watching Daniel Jones. I'm like, what? And he's just balling. Like, he was balling that game. He's just picking them apart. He was running. He was hitting Malik Mabers in the back of the end zone. Anticipation. I'm like, and that's the type of thing. Like, and that's what Sam Darnold like survived off. Like, until he got to the point of Minnesota, was it's just those little flashes of your top 10 pick. You have those little flashes here and there that are on film. You're like, maybe if I could turn that Browns game into 17, you know, and you can convince yourself. But I don't know. It's just because he's cheaper and, you know, he's not going to stop you from drafting somebody. He's not going to stop any of that other stuff.
That's
there.
True. That's very true.
And then maybe you hit on something and you're like, that's, you know, same thing with Justin Fields. It's kind of the same outlook for me. But
Okay. I see where your head's at now. I see where your head's at now.
Yeah.
An easier stopgap quarterback than, say, an Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Who's got a little bit more of a you know, Hall of Fame trajectory, and you got to allow for a little bit more ego. You know what's very interesting about Aaron Rodgers? Mm. He actually didn't have that bad of a season compared to, like, your average to almost above – well, no, I'll say it. From average to above average quarterback play, Aaron Rodgers statistically was there.
Yeah, he was fine from a
standpoint. He had an ankle injury recovering from the Achilles rupture. I think he had a hip or hamstring issue, and then he had a shoulder problem. Like, for being as banged up as he was above average. I think a lot of his statistics were at worst top 15.
Yeah. I mean, it was. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to put up some good numbers, but he's just.
I'm curious what he would do if he was healthy. And you think he's going to be in Tennessee, huh?
I think that's where I think. I think he goes to Tennessee.
Well, you think they draft Hunter and then you bring Rodgers in to play quarterback?
Abdul Carter probably go one.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Even though I think they should draft Cam Ward, I think this shouldn't be done. Because if they draft Abdul Carter, they're going to go Will Levis again, Mr. Carson Wentz part two? Like, that's what they're trying to do?
Carson Wentz part two.
You know, I mean, he's a better looking Carson Wentz.
You think he's better than Carson Wentz?
No, he's a better looking.
Oh, better looking. Not like a better looking quarterback, like just like physically, he is a better looking human being. Okay, I see where you're going.
What you're saying. You know what I mean?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's literally like, he does the most Carson Wentz things like we've ever seen. So, and you know, at least Carson Wentz won for a little bit before. And that's why I like Daniel Jones either, because like Daniel Jones, he'll have that good drive and then he gets like inside the 20 and then like something happened, he'll get pressure. He'll just like throw the ball in the air. It's like, Daniel, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why would you? Yeah. No, don't do that.
Turnover machine, Daniel Jones. And that's what you want.
He's an idiot at quarterback. I mean, that's what it is. The boneheads, you know, we talked about. But Jared Goff finally got out of the bonehead area.
What he is doing in Detroit is special. Like, are the Lions spoiled going from Stafford to Goff?
I mean, we're talking about history here. I mean, who did they have before those guys?
I couldn't say it with a straight face. You didn't like the Rodney Pete era?
Scott Mitchell, bro. Scott Mitchell from the 90s. You know what I mean? That's all you got. I think he still has the record for, unless Jared Goff probably broke it this year.
Well, Goff, he had a 5-pick game, didn't he?
No, Scott Mitchell threw 35 touchdowns for the Lions. So I was like, he broke it.
Yeah,
he broke it
yeah,
37.
Yeah,
Goff. Yeah, that was a record. No, Stafford probably broke it. Stafford threw like 40 one year, right?
I mean, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Stafford throwing touchdowns to Calvin Johnson, I would assume that they might have got he might have gotten close to 40.
Yeah, see, but that's all. There's nothing to talk about with free agency. That's why we're gonna have to talk to combine anyways. We're gonna be planning to talk to the combine.
I know.
We are. We're gonna be talking combine because free agency with quarterbacks is awful. It's just like I'm looking at this list, man. I mean, Zach Wilson.
Oh gosh, that's the name.
Do you
know what? You know what? You know what this free agency class is?
But.
It's all my years of telling you who's not going to be a good first-round pick in the same free agency class, except Sam Darnold's the only one that I said was going to be good.
You know, do you take Jarrett Stidham? Do you take Stiddy, man? You know, do you take Stiddy?
Oh, man.
Mac Jones?
You know who I got to give a little – I got to eat some crow on Bo Nix.
I'm not yet.
You're not going to do it yet? Mm-mm. All right, fine. If you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it.
No, don't do it yet, Chris.
All right, good. I'll be very happy to not be wrong about Bo Nix.
No, every time I watch Bo Nix on film, he throws like three interceptions that get dropped. So
So the early Patrick Mahomes days.
Yeah, but he's not gonna be as lucky, I don't think.
Okay.
We'll see though. I mean, he's in a perfect guy for a perfect system for him, where he doesn't have to like throw the ball downfield a lot. So you know, perfect system for him.
You got some interesting things going on in your division. Oh, Joey Bosa. Would you be mad if we got Joey Bosa?
You can have Joey Bosa. Isn't he old?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know he was a good pass rusher. And we need – oh, yeah, that's right, Khalil Mack. His name has been floated. He could be our next Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
I kind of want Khalil Mack to come back to Raiders, so I think it's just it's.
Well, that'd be nice.
Like the Raiders
you gotta find somebody to replace
him to come back. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like it would just like feel good. It's like it'd be like a great feeling. Like you know, because I mean? He should have never left in the first place. So it's just you know, it would feel good. Like that's just like my most fan thing is be like Khalil Mack should come back. They should bring back Khalil Mack. But
you know what feels good, Marcus?
What?
That you guys, the Raiders, gave a first-round and a second-round pick for Davante Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get him back as a free agent and not have to give up any draft capital for him.
Yeah, I mean. That was worth it. You know, just Josh McDaniels is terrible. If John Gruden did that, because like Davante Adams, when he's getting interviewed by Shannon Sharp, he said that John Gruden was planning on doing that too. That was the plan. They're going to do that. If John Gruden did that,
different story.
Oh man,
different story.
Raiders would with the AFC Championship and started breaking my heart or something. my heart would have been broken in a better way. You know what I mean? If that happened. All right. Let's talk combine a little bit.
Combine. Nobody's throwing. Nobody of first round value. I mean,
Jackson Dart. No, Chris Jackson. Jackson Dart.
I don't want to play this game with Jackson Dart.
Tyler Shook. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Shook was throwing.
Tyler Shook is going to be – he's going to be interesting. I'm very intrigued.
He has low-key, Tyler Shook has great film. It's just he's 26, so it's like – you know what I mean? He's like a ringer playing quarterback.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of experience over there. He's seen a few things. He knows how to react to it. So here's my – I'm going to make my statement about this quarterback class.
Okay, go ahead.
All of them, every single one of them, needs to be put in a position of success in the NFL. I don't think a single one of them can do what Jaden Daniels did in their first year.
I think what Jaden Daniels is fair, but I still, you know, Jaden Daniels still had a pretty good receiving core out there and a good, I mean, he was put in a good situation too, but I do think.
Was he though? That offensive line's not that good. He's got a decent running back, but he couldn't stay healthy the whole time.
He had no run game though. I'll give him that factor. But I do think the passing game that he had was super effective. And I mean, he was built around his skills.
But does that have more to do with him than it had to do with the receiver? Like, don't get me wrong. I love Terry McLaurin. He was my receiver. Got me that trophy in the background for my fantasy football league. Had to make sure that was put out. So I got a little something in the background here for me.
Uh-huh.
I love me some Scary Terry, and I'm very intrigued to see what happens with Scary Terry and Debo being on the field at the same time, and Jaden Daniels at the quarterback position.
A lot of more screens.
But Zaccheaus is getting the ball as many times as he is.
I mean, De'Ami Brown came on at the
other De'Ami year. Brown. Like, these are not. You can't tell me that De'Ami Brown is better than Romeo Doubs. You can't tell me that Zaccheaus is better than Christian Watson.
He was drafted higher than Romeo Doubs, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's, you're making my point for me.
I mean, because De'Ami Brown is like a second round pick or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
it's, yeah, no, I mean, that's making my point. You got these guys that have underachieved and they finally were able to do something, but it's because of Jaden Daniels.
I'm not saying that totally, but I do think the environment that he went to wasn't as bad as you're saying, in my opinion. I don't know.
That organization is a lot of chaos.
Because Taylor Heinicke was going 8-9 with that same environment, the same offensive line, same receivers. He was going 8-9. It wasn't like
But the NFC Championship game is a different story.
I know, Chris, because he did. I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels didn't elevate the team.
Okay.
He did, but I'm just saying that the team that he went to just wasn't as bad as it seemed like going into it from the media.
As the Chicago Bears.
Well, the Bears were 8-9, though. I mean, the Bears went backwards. Let's talk. I mean, they drafted Williams and went backwards. But I'm just saying, Jaden Daniels did, like, because it's not that I'm saying Jaden Daniels didn't elevate the team. I'm not saying that. I'm kind of saying that, like, it was a little bit better situation. They just put a better coaching staff around him, and those things happened. Mm-hmm. But,
okay, all right.
You know,
I'm kind of seeing what you're saying, but you know, maybe. Maybe I won't go on a tangent here since we're trying to focus on the combine. But like, flat out, like, if there's more than Cam and Shador going in the first round, then I got a little thumbs up bubble. I didn't know that was a thing. If it's more than Cam and Shador going in the first round, then I have problems. I have problems.
Jackson Dart might sneak in there, man. He might sneak in. He is a great agent.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is probably one of the worst quarterback classes that we've seen in a few years.
Yeah, I mean, from a certain standpoint, I really like Cam Ward. I think people are sleeping on Cam a lot.
I like Cam.
I don't like him. I really don't. Because when people say, like, oh, Michael Penix is a better prospect than him, I don't believe that. I thought he was a better prospect than Michael Penix. When he played at Washington, you know what I mean? Like,
when he was at Washington State?
Yeah, Washington State. Like, I think people have been sleeping on Cam Ward, like, because Cam Ward's team, and Miami went 10-2, right, last year.
I will agree that he's elevated both of the college programs that he came from. He definitely has. I don't disagree with that. But he's under your threshold for passing attempts, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
He's over it?
I don't know that he's. Let me look. I gotta look at this now, Chris. You got me interested.
He makes me nervous.
No, because he played so much. He played a lot at Washington State, and he played he played at Incarnate Ward too at first. So he played.
Was he 3 years? Or is he a redshirt sophomore?
This is his fifth year. He's a redshirt senior.
He's a redshirt senior.
Yeah. So he definitely has to be over that threshold.
He was at the Senior Bowl?
No, he didn't go to the Senior Bowl, but he should have. I mean, Shador should have went to the Senior Bowl. He has 2,823 passing snaps in his career. So he's, like, way over it.
Yeah, he's way over
it. If you go, like, passing attempts, he has 2,335 passing attempts.
So how many of those are at Washington State and Miami?
Because
I'll be honest, those are really the only two.
I got to break up my calculator
here. Those are the only two that mean something to me.
5-1. I'm just going with dropbacks here.
Okay.
5-11. He had 1,669 dropbacks in the last 3 years.
Is that he's over your number?
Yeah, a number is 1,000. He's way over. He's actually over by too much. to be honest. I can make the case, the Kenny Pickett case, that he has too many throws. But, you know, Bo Nix kind of showed that, you know, that it matters how many throws you have, right? Because you're going to be, like, competent in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, it's – but I just like Cam because I think Cam is – he sees the field so well. Like,
so he's been growing on me more and more and more, and I will not argue that there is some type of fight over who is the number one coming out of college. Cam Ward is the number one quarterback in this class for me.
Yeah, oh for sure. And then Sanders, right? I think, you know,
that is an interesting conversation, and I'm willing to spend the last 10 minutes. If you want to go down that road here.
All right. Let's talk Shedeur Sanders. Like, what are your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders, Chris? I'm interested.
I love his intangibles. Like, he's got Super Bowl level intangibles like Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
That's why Tom Brady loves him.
I agree. He's got the attitude for it. He's done it. He's got a track record. Like, you don't go to two different programs like he has and bring success to them, and you're not a capable guy to play the position.
Yeah,
he's got that right. He's got the intangibles for it. Does he go a little extra with some of the stuff that he does? Yeah, but is it his fault? No. Like, look at his
his dad.
It's in his blood. Like, I'm not gonna get mad at the man for just doing what he's done his entire life. It's because he's done it his entire life that I'm not having a problem with it. If it was something that just popped up out of nowhere, then I got a problem with it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he can back it up. Now, my concern is, if you look at the heat map of the balls that he throws.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one that's also very similar to Jalen Hurts, where it's 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage to 10 yards deep. He's got a 15-yard window where all of his throws are. Mm-hmm. Now, is that because that's where he's capable? And that's where I have a problem with Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts is in that box. And, again, props to him. He's got himself a Super Bowl ring. But he did exactly what he needed to do within that offense. Jalen Hurts is not capable of doing it outside of the offense. And that's why Jalen Hurts will never be a top-five quarterback for me. Mm-hmm. Is that Shedeur? Is that him? Does he live in that? Or is he a product of he had a bad offensive line at Colorado? Bad. And he took a lot of sacks. But is that the offensive line or is that him? That's my main concern with young Mr. Sanders there. Is that I don't know if what we got and what the stats show, is that him or is he a product of having a bad offensive line?
I think it's both. Okay. I think that he is a game manager. I don't think he's a superstar. Like, I don't think he's a superstar quarterback. Now, if he is a game manager and he's extremely accurate. He's probably one of the most accurate quarterbacks I've seen in a minute. Like, he does. Like, if it's 1 to 15 yards, he's not going to miss. Like, he doesn't miss. Like, it's pretty crazy to watch, right? Especially like an intermediate part of the field. It's just to me, he's kind of like Tua.
You're putting him where I'm putting him. He's Tua and Jalen. Like he's in that bubble.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can win with those guys, right? If you put the right position.
Yeah, but those aren't $50 million quarterbacks.
I mean, they are.
Well, they're getting like Tua.
They are. Getting Chris, they are. I mean,
he's getting paid for it, and Jalen's going to get paid for it now because he's got the Super Bowl involved in it too. But
because that's my thing with Shedeur Sanders. If you put a great team around Shedeur Sanders, I think you can win a lot of games with him just because what you're saying. And I think he's pretty clutch too. I think he's he makes plays when his team needs him to make plays. I think he does that a lot. And there's a lot to like. I do think he's a little he's under. I don't like that he's 6'1". Of course, this is me personally. But
isn't that whole quarterback class 6'1"?
Yeah. No. Jackson Dart 6'2". Chrissy Potts. I tell you, Jackson Dart he's on the rise. Like, I have my thoughts on Jackson Dart, but I'll tell you, he has a great agent. His agent
does he meet your throwing threshold? Your pass attempt threshold.
I
don't know that Jackson Dart meets
I
your
think
your,
so. I
your
think
threshold.
So. I'm gonna have to do this.
And I keep referencing it for those that aren't consistently listening to the show. Marcus, why do I keep bringing this up?
Because basically, like with the dropbacks, if you don't have enough dropbacks, I actually did this on the show here on Friday Night Live, so they should know this if they're watching.
Okay.
They should know. But like basically, if you don't have the dropbacks, you're not gonna be good. You're gonna be Anthony Richardson. And there's like outliers. There's like, you know, CJ Stroud's an outlier, but even Bryce Young, like watching Bryce Young this year, you know, he struggled, but he broke the threshold. So eventually, like it just starts happening. You know what I mean? Like,
what's the number? How many pass attempts do they have to have?
1,000, over 1,000 is the best. It the hit rate under 1,000 and hit rate over 1,000 is so drastic. It's just crazy. But Dart has it too, man. Dart has he's at a. He's at a 1,504 dropback.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. 500 over.
Darsh is he's a bouncer, Chris. He's a hopper.
Oh boy. So
he, I mean, he has a great arm, but he says he's a hopper. He's not accurate. No. He's not accurate.
Yeah, very inaccurate and late.
Yeah, exactly. You got it because he's a hopper. So you get yep, you get it exactly. I didn't have to tell you anything.
No.
You did exactly how to, I told you he's a hopper. You're like, oh, so he's inaccurate and late. And that's exactly what he is.
I mean, we got to remind people, I did play the position. I'm familiar with the fundamentals of the position.
But yeah, he's.
I mean, I might not have been at the level that these guys are at, but like, I know what it takes.
It that literally explained it. Yeah, he is a hopper. So since he hops around, you'd have to bring him in. You have to calm his feet down first. Like, you know, Drake may have bad feet, but Drake May's feet kind of wasn't more about him being a hopper. It was more about when he got under pressure, he would start like it was.
He's throwing out of the
which he calmed
very,
down.
It's very important where your lead foot is pointing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it needs to be down on the ground. And that's a Darts
problem. I did this breakdown of him versus Kentucky, and he has this mesh route, but he wants to go route first because that's what Ole Miss does. They just throw it deep. They just drop back. And so that's what they do all year.
Hold on. You mean DK Metcalf only knew how to run hitches and goes, and he learned it at Ole Miss? Huh. Never would have thought that.
Just, you know, yeah. But anyways, So he had a mesh concept, but you know he wanted to go around first. But since he was hopping, he couldn't get his feet set to get to the mesh. So by the time he was hopping and got his feet set, the mesh was already basically done. He was so late that it could have been a first down, but it wasn't. So like it's things like that with Jackson Dart. But he has a great agent, Chris. So like I'm telling you, he is moving up. He is moving up.
Well, I mean, there's not like a lot of guys that he's competing with to be the third best quarterback in this class.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I like Greg Olsen a lot as a quarterback coach because what he did with Derek Carr, because Derek Carr's a hopper, and he got Derek Carr to calm his feet down, and Derek Carr became accurate, has like 77% completion percentages, and threw for 4,000 yards 4 years in a row. It was a lot of Greg Olsen and Greg Olsen with Jared Goff too. And Greg Olsen came in there with Jared Goff in 2017. Jared Goff was awful in 2016. Greg Olsen comes in there, looks a whole lot better. I mean, I could talk about there's a whole bunch of quarterbacks. I mean, even think like Baker Mayfield, right? Baker Mayfield, when Greg Olsen was quarterback coach with the Rams, Baker Mayfield came back. Baker Mayfield's got his confidence. He went to the Bucs. He's good again. Greg Olsen just made Blake Bortles do 35 touchdowns with Greg Olsen, which that was like my greatest feat. Josh Freeman had a 30 touchdown season with Greg Olsen. That's why I would feel better about Jackson Dart, because I think Greg Olsen, he just like his quarterback drills are crazy. Okay. Like he does this one where like he like chases you like a broom or something, and he's backing up into like it's just all the drills he does are wild, and that's why I would feel comfortable with Jackson Dart. It's just because Greg Olsen's here. I think he could fix the feet. I don't know about anybody else, but. Yeah, he's just a hopper. But like, there's some other. Well, I guess we're more deep diving.
We'll get there. Yeah, we gave you our top. Those, I think that's. I think we're pretty much unanimous in decision.
I'm not unanimous in my QB3 yet. I haven't decided.
Is that so?
I'm at a conundrum. I gotta figure this out here.
So you started off the show by saying that Dart could be in a first round pick, but he's not your third quarterback.
I mean, those aren't my personal thoughts. That's his agent selling him to the NFL. That's not my personal thoughts, Chris. I'm just telling you. Because you know, I do like Will Howard, but I haven't finished it. But I do like Will Howard a lot. I think he's really slept on. I just don't understand the NFL.
I'm curious if you've already got a Chip Kelly bias there or not. So we'll see. Maybe. We'll see what happens here as the season continues to wind down, and we finally got back in this together here, and we'll definitely in the year 2025. Do a better job of 100%
LPA. Well, also, I just want to say this, Chris. Let me ask you this, okay? Because I talked about Will Howard. When's the last time you had a 6'5", 234-pound quarterback that could move with a good arm, a pretty good arm? It's not a pretty strong arm that won the national championship that didn't go first round. Like, when does that ever happen? Has that ever happened?
That's a good – that's – I don't think that's ever happened, Marcus. I don't think
this whole thing around him is weird to me. Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, got to talk about the three wide receivers and the two running backs and
the offensive line.
Are we a product of our environment over there?
CJ Stroud did win the national championship,
Did he have those kind of guys around him though?
I mean, he had Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. Come on, man, let's relax. You know, Paris Johnson.
Okay, careful now. You're gonna use Paris Johnson as a comparison.
I mean, he's a tackle. I mean, I can see CJ Stroud. Because CJ Stroud lost because of a field goal. I mean, he put up 42 points against Georgia. I mean, I'm just saying he lost because of a field goal. I'm just saying,
didn't win it.
But you know what I mean?
I got you.
This is weird to me. It's weird, but.
Last thing I'm going to say is three Arizona State picks. Arizona State's getting three in the NFL this season.
Cam Scadabo, man. And then Jordan Tyson's back.
We'll get into Arizona State for next season. I'm very excited about Arizona State football. But we got three guys that are getting drafted. We got Scadabo. We got Simmons. And what's our center's name? Is it Keefe? Keffy?
Yeah.
We got three studs that are gonna be NFL.
Yeah, I don't know about Sam Levitt though, man. I'm not gonna
You don't know?
Film. I've been watching Cam Scadabo or something. I'm watching Sam Levitt on film. Like he's wide open. Sam, throw the ball.
He's young. He's very young. All right.
He makes me nervous, Chris. He makes me nervous. I mean, he has Jordan Tyson still.
He's got Tyson. We got some. I like the way that Dillingham is bringing guys in. We're gonna have some talent out there. I'm excited, very excited. I love the running back that we got from was he Army?
Yeah. See, I'm bad. I would have replaced Sam Lowe with Malik Murphy. So.
Okay. All right. And we're gonna end it now. Now we're going to end it. Hit him with the socials.
All right. So follow us on Twitter at TheMarkJohnNFL for me, at King Manilos for Chris, at ALPA _QB1 for a little pocket awareness, and also on Instagram and a little pocket awareness on Facebook. And, of course, hit the subscribe button, guys, if this is your first time looking at TDL or, you know, whatever. And we are out of here. See you guys later. Peace.